Classic by Master Sergeant Robert H. Oliva at Marine Corps Schools, Quantico, Virginia, on 21 December 1965. The subject of this interview is a fire team leader involved in a night ambush. Subject is unclassified. Corporal Dumstick, state your name, grade, and service number.
My name is William Dumstick. I'm a corporal. My service number is 205-1595.
What were your duty assignments while you were in Vietnam?
I was a fire team leader the length of time I was stationed there.
What period did you serve in these billets, and where were you physically located within Vietnam during the period covered?
I was stationed at Da Nang airstrip, and as time progressed, we moved out farther and farther from the airbase. I was stationed there from 9 March to the first day of September.
Discuss in detail Marine Corps tactics involved in night ambushes.
The way the Marine Corps' night ambushes are set up are sufficient with me. I think the way they are running them now is real good. I think they have a lot of value to win these type of VC that they got over there and what we're doing.
Can you go into detail as to how a night ambush was set up?
The way we set up a night ambush was the way we learned at an MTA, which proved to be effective. We set in, first off, we had three groups. We had a blocking group, a main body, and cutoff groups. And then within these groups, we had small teams, so like searching teams, which would search the dead bodies. We'd have prisoner teams in case we caught any prisoners. And this was generally run on a squad basis.
Did you engage in any firefights involving a night ambush over there?
Yes, we did. We ran into one in particular, which proved to turn out to be a platoon-size firefight.
You were wounded over there, I understand. Can you give us any details on the nature of your wound, how it happened?
Yes, I can. On 11 July, we started out on a mission. We were to set in an ambush this night because there was supposed to be a supply route and a well-traveled trail that the VC were using. So on the morning of 11 July, we went on a daylight patrol, went around the area we were supposed to ambush, and we set in during the daylight. That night, on the way to our ambush sites, there happened to be, in the platoon, three squads fully combat equipped with supporting arms, machine guns, and 3.5s. We were broken down to squad size ambushes. Each squad was assigned an area within 700 meters of the next squad. On the way to an ambush site, the third squad hit a mine. This happened about 2000 on the night of the 11th July. They had two men dead and five men wounded. And then they started getting fire from three different directions. This happened near the village of Li Mai, and they got caught in a minuet. as our squad was setting in, we heard the explosion from the mine, and we were waiting for contact or some sort of word that would tell us what had happened. Within 10 minutes, we finally, after all the confusion was going on and the radio and everything, we got the word that they needed help. So our squad leader had us withdraw from the ambush, and we double timed from there to where we this ambush got hit at, this patrol that was going to the ambush. When we got there, we bypassed the village and come in from the left. This way we could surround the VC and the village. But they were getting so much fire that we had to pull in to the village and get into a 360 perimeter and protect from all different directions. When we got there, we got set in a perimeter on a rice paddy, a little bit higher than the regular ground, sitting in on a small graveyard. And we were pulling fire in from snipers and I think 50 caliber machine guns. We sit there and we try to get the choppers in to evacuate the wounded and the dead, but there was so much intense firing that we couldn't bring the choppers in. So we had to call for more reinforcements from another platoon that was out sitting in ambushes. When they got there, which was about approximately 45 minutes later, the firing has slowed down a little bit from the enemy, and we were able to withdraw and to evacuate the wounded. On the way to the ambush site, or to where the people were ambushed, we started getting sniper fire. So as we were running across an open field, I'd happened to hit one of these punji pits that they got. It went into my foot maybe an inch and a half. If I hadn't caught my balance when I fell, I might have went all the way through.
How many Viet Cong were involved in this firefight, Corporal Dumsick?
Well, it's hard to say, but I can give a rough estimate. I'd say more or less a platoon of VC were all involved in this. They had us pinned in on three different sides. They were using 50 caliber and small arms fire all around us. They did have one automatic weapon that we know of besides the 50 caliber. After we pulled out, artillery took care of the remaining VC, and they bombed this village. But when recon went out the next morning to check up on this, all they found was blood.
Thank you, Corporal Dumsick, for participating in this interview.